Hello, Grinders, and welcome back to the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here filling in for Dan Bach on this beautiful Monday, June 11th. Excited to break down the games for you guys. We got a pretty nice slate overall. I mean, there's not the sexiest pitchers like the Max Scherzers and all, but overall, I think it's a fun and good slate. Got a bunch of new series going on, so let's dive right in and kind of talk about it. Again, we got eight games here. We're talking about Fantasy Draft, DraftKings, and FanDuel. We'll break it all down for you here. First game up, Boston Red Sox, Baltimore Orioles. This is a 9 total, and we got Steven Wright against Dylan Bundy. And first look at this game is, man, Steven Wright, he's the, you know, if you don't know much about him, he's kind of came back recently from injury. He's the knuckleballer. You know, sometimes the knuckleball works, sometimes it doesn't. Definitely has its ups and downs, for sure. I think Steven Wright, he's strictly a tournament play. He's going up against an Orioles team. They strike out a ton. I do think that there could be some upside here for Steven Wright, right? The knuckleball's going. This team can strike out at an immense clip. So I really, really think that we have to consider Steven Wright in tournaments. If you look at the BVP, because I think BVP is interesting on the knuckleball, since you don't really see it too often, I feel like, you know, BVP kind of helps a little bit to give us a little better understanding of the knuckleball. And I don't know, it looks like Trey Mancini is hitting it pretty well. It's such a small sample, though. Manny Machado looks like he's definitely had some struggles. That's the big one I want to note, is like 2 for 15. It's just pretty alarming to see him at 2 for 15. So with the best hitter having that issues, I don't know. I think it's a good idea to like kind of just take a shot on Steven Wright in some tournaments here and there. Just realize that there's risk that it could blow up. And it's not a pitcher slate where you have these like value plays that you absolutely love and just think are phenomenal. So I think taking a shot in tournaments on Steven Wright is not a bad idea on this slate. On the upside, Dylan Bundy. This Red Sox lineup is definitely looking weaker and weaker without Mookie Betts. But when you took JD Martinez out, it got definitely really ugly. And I think it was worth targeting a little bit, but I don't want to target it right now. It's still a good solid lineup. They're still not striking out a ton. Like, why am I going to target, you know, this Red Sox team? If you look, they're striking out only 19.9% of the time, and that's 19.9% of the time right now against opposing right-handed pitchers. I just don't know if I want to be doing that at this time. I just think there's, I know Dylan Bundy's a good pitcher, but I just think there's better pitching options that we can find, you know, some money on and spend up. But yeah, I just hate targeting the Red Sox offense, so I won't be doing it. The bats in this game, though, if you want to take some shots on some Orioles, I get it. I think you could take shots. Again, like, it's a knuckleball. There's a lot of who knows what will happen, right? I don't know what the wind is and all that stuff, but I get it. Orioles are a boom-bust offense. I don't really like playing the Orioles too much this season. Maybe Jace Peterson, if he's at the top, maybe I'll take a shot on him just because he's really cheap and if I need a value play at second base. But I'm not going too crazy with this Orioles team. On the Red Sox side of the ball, you know, it's definitely interesting to see the Red Sox with a 4.58 run total, right? We don't see this too often. So Vegas is definitely giving Dylan Bundy some credit here. I'm not really looking to go crazy with Red Sox today. Maybe take a shot here and there on like a Mitch Moreland or a Devers, one of these like cheaper guys. I just don't think it's a spot where I really want to spend too much on him. I mean, JD Martinez is great on any slate. I totally understand it. If you have the money, which we might have the money on this slate. That's the thing. We're not really spending a boatload on pitchers. We don't have a, Max Scherzer at like 13K or 14K, anything crazy like that. So if I have the money for JD Martinez, sure, I'll put him in there or Benintendi, but I'm not going out of my way to really jam him in my lineup or jam these Red Sox in as a whole. There's a better team on this slate that's kind of expensive that I like that I think I'm going to jam in those hitters instead. Let's go to the next game. We got Toronto Blue Jays, Tampa Bay Rays. We got Sam Gaviglio against Ryan Yarbrough. And it's really weird to see Sam Gaviglio as a favorite against Yarbrough. Also, I don't know if the Rays are pitching him for the majority of the game. Yarbrough is a guy that he's, you know, came in after a couple innings, or actually like one inning of Romo, and then he would just pitch for like 5 or 6. So I'm sure he could easily pitch the 5 and 6. Some people might argue, yeah, he's getting his chance to starting pitch, but the Rays have been doing this thing, you know, the reason why they've been doing this is so that the first guy doesn't pitch against the heart of the order 3 times. That's why they've been doing this. Don't know why they're picking the Blue Jays to do it against, and I don't know why they're saying, hey, let's throw the lefty in there when you got guys like, I mean, you'd want Yarbrough to avoid Teoscar Hernandez, Solarte, and Smoke. Like, it makes zero sense to start him. Why are they not putting a guy for one inning like they always do and then putting Yarbrough in? It makes way more sense to do that. I'm pretty confused about it, but I'm not looking to play him. I don't like playing lefties against the Blue Jays that much. Blue Jays have some pretty solid hitters, but I'll definitely get some of these bats. Like Teoscar Hernandez, I think he's going to be a great option, someone that I'm definitely going to be looking at on this slate. He's been crushing left-handed pitching this season. He's definitely someone I want to get some exposure to. Like Justin Smoke, too. He's solid. Sarte, mainly those top three guys is what I'm really going to look to. I wouldn't mind looking at Randall Grichuk, too. I mean, this guy, he has been smoking the ball. And I mean, he has absolutely been on fire throughout this last series. I wouldn't mind just continuing to ride the wave, especially if you've been, you know, profiting off it. Just keep going back to the well in it here against the lefty. Don't hate that. On the Rays side against Caviglio, I mean, if Malik Smith is at the top, he'll be an interesting value, and maybe Wendell, but I don't want to go too crazy here. You know, Bowers, if he's really cheap and you need a cheap guy, he's popping a little bit for me, but I don't know. I hate playing Rays, so gonna do my best to avoid him. But if you need some of these values, I get it. Not something I really want to do, but if the value fits and it helps you get other things, I'm perfectly okay with it. And nothing else in this game. We'll go to the next one. We got the San Francisco Giants, the Miami Marlins. This is a 7.5 total, and we got Madison Bumgarner against Wei-Yin Chen. When you first look at this game, the big thing I notice is, you know, Bumgarner's price. You know, it's pretty good. It's 10.4K on DraftKings. I don't love it there as much, but it's still a solid price. We've paid, 12K for him in the past. FanDuel, he's 8.8K. Fantasy Draft, we got him at 20.2K. I just don't know if I'm going to do it here. Miami Marlins don't strike out a ton. Bumgarner pitched 82 pitches in his last game. I don't see a ton of strikeouts here against the Marlins, too. That's the other worry, because they're just not striking out a ton. They have a pretty right-handed heavy lineup. I'm not saying that the Miami Marlins are going to, you know, absolutely have a phenomenal game, but I worry that there's not enough upside for paying that price, and I can just get a better option possibly for cheaper. So I'm going to do my best, I think, to stay away from Bumgarner here. Unless I hear, like, word that he's going to go 100 pitches and he's, like, in way better form, and maybe I missed something, but I don't know. He didn't look as good that last start out there, too. Only had 3 strikeouts. I'm just going to take another wait-and-see approach. Just kind of want to see him look a little better. Maybe watch this start a little closer as well. So I'm definitely looking to not really load up on Bumgarner. If you wanted to take shots in tournaments, say you had like a cheap stack and he fits your last spot, I get it. Totally understand, because it's Madison Bumgarner. But I'm not going out of my way to roster him. On the opposite, Wei-Yin Chen, I mean, he is bad. He is definitely not a good pitcher. I'm not rostering him, but I know it's in Miami. I know it's in the stadium, but I think we could target some of these bats. I think they're pretty solid all around. I mean, Gorgui Hernandez, if he's at the top, I like him. Andrew McCutchen has been crushing the ball. He's probably my favorite Giants bat in this game. Evan Longoria against lefties, that is always a thing, right? Even though he's getting older, he can still crush left-handed pitching. I like him a little bit. Mack Williamson, he's another guy that can hit, lefties pretty hard. And Brandon Crawford, you can't deny what he's doing. He has the best batting average since May 1st, I think I saw the other day on TV. And then Buster Posey, I mean, don't want to leave him off, too. He's a pretty solid play, too. Just their prices are really nice around the industry. I think they're an interesting cheap stack. You see, yeah, a 4.2 implied run total, and it's in this Miami stadium. Obviously, there's not as much, pop in this park for home runs, but I do think that there's some upside for some of these guys. They have really cheap price tags. Could be a nice little mini stack that you could pull off. If you want a full-on stack, I guess you could, but I don't know. I just think maybe picking and choosing your value plays is the better route to go with the Giants lineup, and McCutchen is probably my top play in this game. Marlins side, I will not play anyone over here. I just think that we don't need to be playing this offense against Bumgarner. So I'll pass on this one. We'll go to the next game. We got Carlos Carrasco, Lucas Giolito. This is a 9 total. And I think Carlos Carrasco is going to be my top pitcher on the slate at the moment. White Sox against right-handed pitchers is a thing. It's a thing I've been targeting for most of the season. I think he's head over heels. I forget what the term is, but it's not head over heels. It's gosh, he's way above the field, something like that. But he is the top pitching option for me. He's the guy I want. He's my top dog on the slate. I just think it's a really easy option. 3.44 implied total for the White Sox. They've been striking out a ton this year. If you look at the lineup, too, sure, it's gotten better throughout the season. Yamankata, Yomar Sanchez, Jose Abreu, Daniel Paca, Matt Davidson. But then it starts to fall off here, you know. Omar Narvaez, Tim Anderson, Charlie Tinson, and then Trace Thompson. There's definitely a ton of strikeouts in this lineup. If you pull up the plate IQ, too, I mean, Carrasco, he has looked pretty good this year. Pulling it up now. We got him at on the season, a xFIP of 3.23, the K percentage 27.2%, the walks are down to at 6%. This is definitely someone that we want to be looking to target. And actually, if you pull up, I pulled up, that was the 2017-2018 numbers. Walks are actually even a percentage down. If you look at just 2018, I mean, the WOBA is nice. The only thing you worry about a little bit is the hard contact. You know, it's at 33%, definitely starting to get a point where you get a little concerned. The average exit velocity too, it's clear he's getting hit hard because the average exit velocity is at 88.6% or 88.6 on right-handers and then 90.1 on lefties. That's definitely one of the concerns. And the White Sox are a team that can hit the ball hard, but they do strike out against right-handed pitchers. This is definitely something you want to be targeting on this slate. So Carlos Carrasco, he's my top pitcher on the slate. And then my top offense is still in this game too. It's the Cleveland Indians against Lucas Giolito. Again, pull up the Plate IQ. If you have the premium too, you know, you pull up Giolito and you see all the red, right? I mean, it is red in so many different spots. Sure, he's got, you know, against, you know, his hard hit percentage against righties is somehow 27.9%. But, yeah, I'm not buying it the way he's getting just destroyed. XFIP at 6.63. K percentage of 11%. He's not missing any bats. I mean, his walk percentage this season is higher than his K percentage at 13.8%. You want guys, pitchers, you want to target pitchers that are walking batters, because when they walk the batters and then they get hit hard, it's a grand slam or a three-run homer, and then, you know, all the correlation comes in and all the runs come. So I'm going to be all over these guys. I love Lindor, Brantley, Jose Ramirez. Those are my three favorite, I'd probably say. I like Alonso too, E5, and the whole lineup is great. Chisenhall being back in there is awesome. Kipnis, I'm going to be up and down this lineup. I'll be playing all the bats for sure. I also think it's worth noting, like, when you're jamming your Indians in your lineup, make sure you're jamming in, like, the expensive ones. Like, find a way to get them in. I don't want to miss out on those guys. So, like, Lindor, Brantley, and Ramirez, I'm definitely making sure that they're going to be my three that I just, like, lock in. I think that you want to have them, and then I'll mix and match the other guys in throughout my lineups. But those are three I'm going to try my best to get exposure to if I can. Nothing else in this game. We'll move on to the next one. We got the Chicago Cubs, Milwaukee Brewers. This is Jose Quintana against Junior Guerrero. And I do think Quintana is interesting on this slate. Obviously, a matchup against the Brewers, it's not the most ideal thing in the world, but hey. He still has some upside. I still think he's got a good price. I still think he's a solid pitching option that we can look at today. So I'll be definitely getting some Jose Quintana exposure. He's 8.5K on FanDuel. DraftKings, his price is 8.1K, which is definitely nice for an SP2. And then he is 15.9K over on Fantasy Draft, which is a nice price tag over there. So definitely to get some exposure to him. And one thing to note about Carrasco too, of why I like him more than Bumgarner, just forgot to mention this, but Bumgarner is 10.4K and Carrasco's only 300 more. We can easily just move up to him, and it's just a simple SP1 option. But SP2, I do think that Quintana is in the discussion as one of my favorite guys to look at. I know the implied run total at 4.13, you'd say, hey, I'm a little worried about that, but I think he's in the conversation for sure. The Brewers can obviously strike out a ton, but they can hit a ton, and they've been hot this past weekend, so it has me slightly concerned. And those righties can definitely be scary. That's the one thing. I like righties, right-handed pitchers more than lefties against the Brewers. I think the K upside is a little better, but I think Quintana is fine. I think he's interesting. He seems like safe, right? It makes you feel kind of warm and fuzzy, feel okay. Yeah, he'll get the job done enough, he won't blow up all the way. So he's interesting. There's one other guy I like a little bit more though, probably as the SP2, but he's still in play, has a lot of upside at that price. It just seems too cheap. On the upside, Junior Guerrero against this Cubs bats, like I like Hayward here, Zobrist, Rizzo, gotta love. I mean, these lefties is what I want to look to target here. I think we definitely want to get exposure to these Cubs in this ballpark too, where left-handed power is great in Milwaukee. So I think looking at the lefties, hard hit percentage, he's at 38.8% right now against righties, 38.8%. He's getting a ton of fly balls. Guerrero has been really bad this season. I'm going to look to target some of these Cubs bats. We also have Chris Bryant. I mean, I'd always make sure to get him in there. I kind of like him hitting in that one hole there, especially being on the road. We can maybe get an extra at bat from him. That's always great to look for. I know Brewers have had a pretty good bullpen this year, but I think they're an interesting stack on this slate that we can look to play and might go a little overlooked. I think people might mix and match up in their lineups, but maybe they get a little overlooked at their, only having a 4.37 implied run total. It is going to be one of the, it might be the second highest on the slate. Just want to make sure. It's the it's like the fourth highest. So it's definitely not as many high ones up there. I mean, everyone's just going to be jamming the Indians in for sure today. They are going to be the, you know, the mega chalk, I guess you could say, on this smaller slate. But nothing else in this game. Let's go to the next one. And it's San Diego Padres and the St. Louis Cardinals. And we have Jack Flaherty on the mound. And I think Jack Flaherty is going to be a guy that a lot of people look at. I think I'm going to consider him too. He's on FanDuel, he's 7.7K, DraftKings 8.3, and Fantasy Draft, we get him at 16.2K, and he gets a matchup against the San Diego Padres, who strike out a ton against right-handed pitchers. We've targeted them all year long. It seems like a great day to just take Carrasco, who's a going up against a team that struggles against right-handed pitchers, take Jack Flaherty, who's going up against a team that struggles against right-handed pitchers, and just call it a day. Those seem like my two favorite pitchers, the one I'd be making sure to get exposure to in cash games, I think. It's tough, though. I think it's the play, though. Jack Flaherty, sure, he can have his issues at times, but I think taking a shot on this is definitely worth it. It is hot out there in St. Louis. It's going to be 85 degrees. That is definitely something I'm a little worried about, too. But and it is a ballpark upgrade, too, going from San Diego to St. Louis. But I don't know. I still think it's worth taking the shot on. It's the one game that we could have to worry about weather, too. That's the one thing we have to note. We got the Diamondbacks. They're going to be probably in a dome. Seattle, right? They have that umbrella roof. Miller Park, they can do a dome if they need to. And then we got Miami, dome. Like, it's all the dome games, basically, today. So, yeah, I definitely think that Flaherty's in play for me. But watch the weather. There could be some concerns for him, and have to monitor that. On the opposite side, Jordan Lyles. He's a guy that I do not like. I love to target him. I mean, I guess I like him because I like to pick on him. But I will never be rostering this guy. I don't know. I just don't think he's that great. Sure, he showed some better numbers, but he's definitely had his struggles against righties, right? And this is a right-handed heavy lineup. And if he's had some struggles against righties, I definitely think that we can look to target him up here. I'm going to look at these righties on the Cardinals, and I'll also put in Matt Carpenter because he's been absolutely crushing it. So yeah, I don't know how we miss out on this opportunity. I think this is a great stack here. Also, they're at a 4.8 run, implied run total. Vegas agrees that this could be a spot where Lyles really struggles. I'm going to look to go Carpenter, Pham, like Martinez, Ozuna, Yadier Molina, Fowler. Man, I still don't know what to do with him. I've been kind of avoiding him in my Cardinals stacks recently. I think I'm going to keep doing it. He's definitely had his struggles. But those mains, like five at the top, I mean, you have to like them. Munoz, he's shown some pop recently, too. I think we can look to him as well. I think this is a simple lineup to make. Just plug in those main guys and then find a way to make your lineup different in another way, I guess, if you think it's going to be chalky. But I like these guys as like a cheaper, cheaper stack that you can get in your lineups. Like, let me see the price tags just to double check. Yeah, so this is insane. DraftKings, Matt Carpenter is 3.3K. There's no reason for that. I thought I was going crazy when I saw that price, but it is true. Pham 4.5, Jose Martinez 4.3, Ozuna 3.8, Molina 3.6. That's just such a cheap stack there, and you can probably get in some pretty good pitchers with your really good bats surrounding it. So Cardinals are one of my favorite stacks today. I'm definitely going to get exposure to it. If you want to check ownership percentage, check with Christian Mino, but I'm sure some others will be playing Matt Carpenter. I feel like he's going to be a very high-owned guy today on this slate. That wraps up this game, though. No interest in the Padres. I guess, yeah, no interest in the Padres. I could get, like, maybe a contrarian stack of it, but I think it's getting cute. I know Flaherty can have his issues, but we don't have to do that on this slate. I'm fine with not messing around with that one. Next game up, Pittsburgh Pirates, Arizona Diamondbacks, 7.5 total. We had Joe Musgrove and Patrick Corbin. And Patrick Corbin, he definitely has, looking like he's a very good favorite here, minus 143, but Vegas agrees that the Pirates should not put up a lot of runs, 3.45 run total here. Corbin has looked phenomenal this season. I mean, if you look at the numbers, it's hard to argue against it. Xic of 2.78, K percentage of 32.4%, not really walking a ton of guys. His only real issues is the hard contact, giving up against right-handers, giving up 39.1%, against lefties, 32.4%. I'm trying to think. The K percentage is higher, though, but I mean, this Pirates lineup can get pretty right-handed heavy if they want to. Could we be a little worried about that? Sure, but I mean, I think Corbin has a lot of upside here. I think he's a really good tournament option. I think he's more in play on FanDuel than Fantasy Draft and DraftKings. The price on DraftKings is 11.2K. I just rather go to Carrasco, you know, for a little bit cheaper. He's 21.1K on Fantasy Draft. I think he's a good pivot off of Carrasco. If you're telling me, you know, from Carrasco, who are you pivoting to, Bumgarner or Corbin? I'm probably going to Corbin. I think he's the guy I'd rather look to. I think he's the guy that has more upside. I think he's got a, you know, a higher price tag. Maybe the ownership is down on him too. At least I'm assuming that will happen. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's the right way it'll go today. So I'm looking to get Corbin in tournaments and get some exposure. I think there's a lot of upside here. I know it's a team in the Pirates. Again, they don't strike out a ton, and the upside doesn't seem like it's as much there. But Corbin, he really hasn't carried it with that slider. He's been absolutely crushing it this year. So I think he's a good shot. The guy to take some shots on this season. If you look at just the game logs, I know looking at game log is kind of annoying, but it's kind of what you get. And it feels good looking at the game log. I'll go from the entire game log, basically from from April 17th, 44.1, 33.7, 17, 18.5, 19.1, 17.3, 14.6, 28.8, 16.1, 26.7. He definitely feels safe to get you, get you some points, right? He hasn't been as elite as he was at the start of the year, but he's definitely a guy I think that we should get some exposure to. If he was against more of a higher strikeout lineup, I think people would be all over him today. But because of that Pittsburgh lineup not being a high K percentage lineup, I think people will just kind of stay away a little and just say, hey, Carrasco's the better play. Let me just go to him, and he'll become the mega chalk. But no Pirates for me in this game. I really don't want to target them. And then against Musgrove's been good this year. I think you can consider him as an interesting SP2. The Diamondbacks are just hitting the ball really well right now, though. That's the worry. I don't really want to be targeting them right now. The lineup's just getting better. Once they had AJ Pollock, it's going to be even scarier. But, you know, they have Lamb, Peralta. They traded for John Jay, who's just a good all-around hitter. Not saying he's a home run guy, but he can still, you know, hit for average pretty well. You got Goldschmidt. It's just all around they're crushing the ball, and I don't think I want to be targeting Musgrove. I just think he's running into the wrong spot at the wrong time. That wraps up this game. Let's go on to the next one. We got the Los Angeles Angels, the Seattle Mariners, and this is an 8 total. We got Andrew Heaney against Wade LeBlanc, and, man, I really don't like this game overall. I'm just, I don't know, not saying I want to cross it off, but I don't love this game that much. The price tags on some of the guys is what I'm trying to find and think, what's the best spots I can look at? Let me see here. We got we'll start with FanDuel first just because I have the tab up. Ian Kinsler's got a decent price at 3.1K against the lefty. If you want to go there, I think that's fine. Pujols, he's cheap. If you want to look for a cheap home run against Wade LeBlanc, I guess you could, but I don't love it. I don't know. Trout's a little expensive. If you have the money, sure, I would obviously jam him in there, but it just depends if you have the money. But on the Seattle side, let's see. I mean, they have some interesting prices against a lefty. Nelson Cruz obviously is someone to consider. He's 3.8K, which is expensive for what he's been this season, but it's still fine against a lefty if you want to target it. I could totally understand, but he's not a guy I really want to be targeting too much, right? Sure, he's had some issues against righties. He's giving up 35.3% hard contact, giving up exit velocity at 88.8. Definitely had his issues with a walk percentage of 9. That's where he's walking guys is against the righties. And I expect this Mariners lineup to get a little right-handed heavy, but I just don't think Heaney's a guy I want to target too much. I'm trying to see if there's any other prices that I absolutely love. I mean, Zanino's always in play against a lefty. Don't sleep on him. He's a guy that you can always be considering as a cheap catcher option. His price is 3.1K, so yeah, that's pretty solid. Cruz is 4.1K on DraftKings. Haniger's 4K. Those guys could be a little interesting. Let's see, fantasy draft. Cruz at 8.2. Healy's at 6.4 on fantasy draft, and Zanino's at 6K, so those could be interesting values. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to go too crazy with this one. Kinsler, 7.3K. That's interesting value on fantasy draft. But, again, I don't love this game. I was just trying to see if there's any values that could pop off here for you guys. But I think I'm kind of pretty condensed on what I'm going to do. I think I have a pretty tight rotation. I know it's a basketball term, but I have a pretty tight core of what I think I'm going to do on tonight's slate. My favorite stack of the day, let's get to that because I know you guys love that. The stack of the day, Indians are the obvious one, right? They're going to be the chalk. I'm going to make sure I'm getting exposure to them in my cash games. There's no doubt about it. I'm not trying to, you know, steer you guys wrong or tell you what I'm, you know, not doing, but I'm going to load up on these guys. They're my favorite stack of the day. I'll be loading up on them for sure. I'll give you a tournament stack, though. I'm trying to think, like, are the Cardinals, like, too chalky to give you guys? But I don't know. I think I'm going to go with them. I know they it sounds lame because it's just, like, both the two implied run total teams. But Indy is just the obvious play that I think you're going to have to play, and they're going to need a ton of runs. And the Cardinals, I think they're just too cheap, like, some of these guys. I think they're just, like, too good of values. Like, Ozuna at 3.8K and Carpenter at 3.3, that's just, like, stupid. I just think it's a way too good of price tags on some of these Cardinals. So I'll be getting exposure to these guys for sure. But that about wraps up the slate for me, guys. I'll be back. I believe I'm back tomorrow. Don't know for sure. Don't quote me on it. But I'm back at least, I think, three times this week. And then Dave, I think, we'll be doing the other two. So, yeah, thanks a lot for joining me, guys. It's been a good podcast. For me, Travis Mangone, I am out of here.